Now let us try to understand each and every word. What is called being is being by virtue of that which remains being, that which does not change. If you remember, in the very second chapter, Sri Krishna makes a distinction between that which is and that which is not. Nasato vidyate bhavo nabhavo vidyate sata. That which is, that which is not and can never be. Reality is real because it cannot be rubbed out. Reality is that which you knock into. If there is a dark room, you do not know what is there in it. It may be empty room. What is the proof that something exists there? Something exists because you knock into it. It is there, therefore you knock into it. You come across, you stumble over it because that which is, that is a mark of it. You cannot rub it out, you cannot think it away. You can't say, now when I go into the room, it will be empty because I think it to be empty. The mark of existence is that you cannot rub it out. You cannot think it away. You cannot wish it away. That which is real is that which you are obliged to see. It is that which is independent of your seeing. Whether you see it or not, it exists in itself. It is the real objective reality, uncreated by you. That which is uncreated by you, that which is, it remains what it is. So Sri Krishna says, Aksharam. Aksharam means it is never rubbed out, unchanging. So first of all, you have to see that all knowledge is basically based upon this fundamental point. As long as you have not come to know the immobile, unchanging, you have not known. As long as you come to know the mobile, that which is moving, that which was, which will not be, which is now, but which will elope, which will elude you afterwards. As long as you are in that condition, you are not in the state of knowledge. Knowledge is always of that which exists. This is another definition of knowledge. Knowledge is always of that which exists. You cannot know that which does not exist. That which does not exist can never become the object of knowledge. Only that can be known, that which exists. And that which really exists, not that which comes into being and then does not exist afterwards. That which exists, exists. As Sri Krishna says, Nasato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate sasara. That which exists, exists. That was the first knowledge that Sri Krishna gives to Arjuna. When he says that all those who are wise, they do not talk of killing and being killed. Na hanyate na hanti. Those who are really seated in knowledge, they are seated in the knowledge of that which is immortal, that which is eternal. So that which is eternal, that which is immortal, is akshara. It does not change. Unchanging, unchangeable. There is Aksharam Brahma Paramam. Your starting point of knowledge is Aksharam Brahma. Now, it is out of this akshara, svabhava moves. Svabhavaha. Bhavaha means becoming. Sva means oneself. The being which is akshara, although he is unchanging, he is not incapable of movement. He is immobile, but not incapable of mobility. That which is mobile is actually to be seen as svabhava. There is no movement in the world which is not the becoming of that immobile. So the second term is svabhava. Now, why is it called adhyatmam uchyate? Svabhavaha adhyatmam uchyate. This is because there is a word sva. Sva means that which is reality in itself. This is my own. Reality is own. All movement is actually reality's own movement. So, one who is in movement, sva is Atman, myself. So the word adhyatma means the self in movement. So either you use the word sva, bhava, or you use the word adhyatma, it will mean the same thing. Adhyatma. Adhyatma consists of two words, adhi and atman. Atman is sva. Adhi is that which is supervising. The word adhi always means that which supervises, that which is above. That is how we have got the word adhyaksha. Adhyaksha is the chairman. One who presides, the president, is called Adhyaksha. Wherever the word Adhi comes, it refers to that which is above. Atma that is above the movement, Atman, myself, who is in movement, but above the movement. Not exhausted in the movement, not eaten away by the movement. That is adhyatma.